Doctors have one. Students have one. Clowns have one. Lawyers have one. And I'm told even kangaroos have one. An international organization without borders, or no boundaries. My first recollection of a local arts tradition was of the 1996 exhibit of the mile-long collage by a visiting Turkish artist in the then young Acme Art Studios downtown. The piece wove its way through the space, and my teenage self was inspired by the cross-cultural artistry. This inspiring but seemingly innocuous event kicked off the beginning of a now regional international tradition, the No Boundaries International Art Colony. Brainchild of local artists and luminaries, Pam Toll, Gail Tustin, and Dick Roberts, they worked to bring something that they had experienced from their travels abroad, the intimate sharing of art, creativity, and ideas between artists from around the world. Not through a formal artist residency program, but through a creative, informal, collaborative approach. They wanted our local artists, students, and educators to enjoy this rich experience in cultural exchange, which happens across the world, and bring it to our own seashore. By 1998, the No Boundaries International Art Colony was born, with the support of Kent Mitchell and Baldhead Island. Housing and studios by Baldhead, artist supplies by local vendors, food from restaurants and local chefs and community members. It was an event born from our community to share international artists' craft and creativity with our local best, brightest, and up-and-coming. The remote, almost primeval setting of Baldhead transports the visitor truly to another place and time. An island out in the Atlantic with no cars, streetlights, and lush forests in an escape from our ever-connected world, allowing artists to enjoy each other and their work. 15 years later, the program is going strong, still bringing artists from around the globe to our community. Artists come together to create art, exchange cultural experiences, teach and share for 2 weeks in November. There are no fixed schedules on the island other than a communal dinner every night. Artists are free to work with who they like and share their ideas at their own pace. At the end of the 2 weeks, marked by this past Friday, the artists return from the island to Wilmington, and our community gathers at Acme Art Studios, and we get to experience the artists' colony experience through the lens of their artwork, the product of their stay. And I'm still inspired as I was as a teenager, experiencing art from the vantage point of those across our small world.